Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Danny Cannell coming up in about 40 minutes. We've decided Jake Murren's going to send out the video of what happened in that last segment. I'm just warning you guys, you know, don't play it in front of fertile people. I'm just going to tell you it's going to have an impact on the society. But the video happened. It's going to be out there on Afternoon 923 FAN. I even downloaded it from what Jake sent us to send it for Vanessa.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she'll appreciate it.
Oh, I think she will absolutely appreciate it.
I'm sure she'll appreciate it.
A little encouragement, right? A little bit of something to think about, right? On a good, beautiful day like today.
Wow. I mean, her reaction might be, oh no, you're going to have all these thoughts in your DMs now.
That's true. And then
your DMs might just get flooded with people now.
We can finally have the segment Thoughts for Thoughts.
Yeah. Well, we've been flirting with that for a long time.
That's true. But we need a reason to have Thoughts for Thoughts. And then, you know, is it THOTS for thoughts, or is it thoughts for thoughts?
So now we know.
You just never know.
You enjoy getting shirtless on television, or YouTube, rather.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the chest that God has given me as a broad-chested, hairy man.
Oh, we've been trying to think of, like, different, like, Filippone-type bets that you could do. You could do the Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin and get the chest hair, and you get that waxed, mm-hmm. and have that just taken off on YouTube. The, no, Kelly Clarkson, that moment, you get that going.
Yeah, but I like my chest hair.
Oh, okay.
My chest hair is the equivalent of Mac Robinson's actual hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People say it's right up there. He's got a great head of lettuce on top of his hair. I clearly am gifted with just a broad chest and beautiful,
Mark Koch, he's not taking it out again.
Yeah.
Stop asking him to. It's a one-per-show rule. Yeah. He's not taking it out again.
Yeah, we're not.
She's Mark Koch.
We're not thirsty, okay? We just like to reward our friends viewing on YouTube.
Yeah, that's the reward. Yeah,
that's the reward.
Some people, you know, they give out different rewards. That's our reward that we
that's
give
true.
You.
That's true.
At this point, that's all we can offer.
For now. We'll figure out more rewards. We're only like 2 weeks into the YouTube thing on our show, so we'll figure it out.
And I don't even really have chest hair, so I can't even offer that up.
Can't wait to see Midday try and steal that bit from us. Now,
I don't think Ken's going to get shirtless. I think we're okay.
No, Midday show.
Oh, Midday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you ask Phelps to get shirtless. He's excited to go.
I was thinking more Baskin. Baskin, I think, you can see it in his eyes. He's down to clown.
I think Baskin's got like a Travis Kelce-esque rug.
I guarantee you he shaves his chest.
Baskin?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Just saying.
Why would any guy shave their chest? It perplexes me.
I guarantee you Lima does it.
Lima does it?
I guarantee you. Kidding me?
Again, why?
He's hairless. Like below the eyebrows.
Just
there's no hair.
So much effort, it feels like.
You're not wrong.
For who?
For the people. Whoever they may be.
Maybe that's a bad reflection on me. Because aren't you supposed to like consistently be trying to impress your wife in many ways? Like you're constantly like trying to make sure that she still says like, hey, I still find you attractive. And when it comes to that stuff, we're good here. Yeah. She's not going to change her mind based off of chest hair.
All right, so we learned, Jonathan, not a fan of manscaping. Found that one out today. I think every other show.
I don't grow enough chest hair to even do the manscaping thing, though. Maybe that's where the problem is.
Yeah, it was, the Ken thing I wasn't sure about. But Lima, total manscaper. And Baskin, yeah, bald as a China doll. Shaven.
Like it's the 1970s. All right, get after it.
Now, I want to... This is a little PSA time for our buddy Kevin Stefanski.
Okay.
Coach, we bonded over Pearl Jam. You don't like the right Pearl Jam, but we bonded over Pearl Jam, okay?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go right. I'm going to mug the camera.
Wait, even his Pearl Jam selection suck?
No, it doesn't suck. It's just the eponymous album in 2006 is better than the No Code or Binaural or the other albums that he prefers because they were on. They came out when he was in college. Understandable. I gotta say, I think the eponymous album in 2006, vastly underrated. Now, I digress. Coach, I've said some things, all right? Some of which I've taken back, most of which I haven't taken back. I haven't taken anything back. This being said, you have a chance to do something on Sunday, and you can really go down two roads. One involves trying to play a game commensurate with winning and keeping the game close. The other has a possibility to turn into a blowout. And if it turns into a blowout, the blood will be on your hands. So when this comes to Sunday's game, do not abandon the run and do not have Dylan Gabriel throw more than 45 times in this game. If you do, you do not like the roads that open up with Dylan throwing 45 or more times in this game, a la the Pittsburgh game. I know they're going to stop you. They're going to bottle you up on first and 10, right? You might have to get creative with some of the runs you use. I understand this. Keep your identity with Quinshon Judkins, even as they bottle you up. See if you can break down that run defense over time. There, PSA done.
PSA done, but we all know the reality here and the reality of the situation. I don't know that Stefanski will be able to limit himself and his desire to try to make Dylan Gabriel have the best Dylan Gabriel game possible. The setup is there, and he plays matchups more than he plays. We have a great running back, and we need to make sure that he cooks. Patriots' run defense is awesome. Their pass defense is absolutely awful. And so I think he's just going to look at it the way he's looked at this the entire time. What do they do best? Okay, we're going to veer away from that. I think you are. I'm just trying to prepare you. I've been trying to prepare you all week. Get yourself mentally ready. And Browns fans out there, get yourself mentally ready as well. He is not going to use Quinshon the way that you want him to use Quinshon on Sunday.
So listen, I understand that there is some give here, right? I'm not saying you have to run as many times you did against Miami. You got an early lead there, and then you kept getting a bigger lead. Totally get it. What I am saying is, if Quinshon doesn't have 18-plus carries on Sunday, one of two things has happened. Either they just got ahead and you got to a point where you were really trying to play from behind, at which point you shouldn't have abandoned the run. Or two, you overthought it, decided to go in, thinking pass with Dylan Gabriel, taking a pea shooter to a bazooka fight, and you shouldn't have abandoned the run. This is why I'm so glad we're having the conversation today, because I don't have to wait for it to happen. I'm saying preemptively, we see it from a mile away.
I know, and you're ready to get mad. I know you're going to have to get mad here.
But here's the thing.
Because I think we all know how this is going to go down. We watch too many Stefanski games to know how this goes down.
I think you're right. So I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing with Kevin. Kevin, you saw the formula. When you've run this year, you've won, or at least you've been more competitive. You cannot get into Drake May versus Dylan Gabriel. And I understand that the segue here, some of the gray area is, well, what if we do short passing and sort of use it in lieu of the run game? The problem is, you already do short passing for your short passing game. You already do short passing for your regular passing game. If you could push it beyond the sticks five times, maybe we could fool them with the whole, let's throw it in the flat, or you know, it'd be great, hear a screenplay.
They know it's coming. Did you watch the Patriots-Titans game at all last week? And if you say no to this, that's perfectly acceptable. I'm not expecting you to have watched that game.
I did not.
Okay, good. Cam Ward in that game. Cam Ward having a miserable season. Some people have actually propped it up next to Dylan Gabriel's to suggest that Dylan Gabriel's having a better year than Cam Ward. That's how bad he's been. Started that game off 10 for his first 11 in the completion category. Like Stefanski's going to look at that that someone as bad as Cam Ward, and you see the teams that they played and some of these bad quarterbacks that the Patriots have played, and some of these bad quarterbacks like Cam Ward have been able to cook early in these games against New England because they can't stop the pass at all. And I think he's so ready to try to prove to people that Dylan Gabriel is good at this, he's not going to be able to resist the obvious.
Okay, then you know what? I'll even do this. All right, I'm spinning the wheel of possibilities. All right, you're going to abandon the run with Quinshon Judkins. Don't damn do it. All right, but even if you do it, then that kid better throw the ball down the field. Because so help me God, if you abandon Quinshon Judkins in this game, and I have to watch another game where that young quarterback, that Timo Tua, leaves multiple touchdowns off the or takes them off the board in lieu of a tuck it and run for 4 yards, it's not going to be his ass on Monday. It's your ass. Like, listen, Mike Tomlin already showed you. The league has it on film. They get what you're going to do. And if they push back just a little bit on the run game, you're going to abandon it. So how about for once, you stick your feet in the dirt and actually do the thing?
I think we just see how this is going to go, though. Listen, I'd love if you were right, but we wanted that in the Steelers game, too. And you saw he can't resist himself.
He's got to learn from that.
He can't resist himself. I have no confidence in him that he'll be able to resist himself.
Yes, he can.
Like, I think most coaches, I might have confidence there. I've lost confidence in Stefanski in the ability to resist the matchups.
He's too smart. He has to fight the arrogance. All right? Run the damn ball. And you're not running it just to score points. You're running it for the effect of running the ball. And if you do that for 3 quarters and your defense plays the way we think your defense can play, that should keep you to or get you to a point where eventually you can break the dam. Like, if you look, like, okay, yes, they are the second best run defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And also look at the teams they've played. It's not like they're going up against Derrick Henry in their prime. It's not like the Patriots defense has faced a murderer's row of running backs that they haven't faced Jahmyr Gibbs and Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, just in yards per game, they are 24th in passing yards allowed per game. They're 3rd in rushing yards per game.
And look at the teams they've played. Look at the running backs they've played.
I know, and look at the quarterbacks that are bad, that they've been able to actually move the football against the Patriots.
But
this
those
is the
quarterbacks
problem.
Throw the ball down the field. Yours doesn't.
This is where Stefanski's going to let him, I think, do that. And I'm not advocating for this in any way. I'm telling you, I don't think Stefanski can resist this opportunity to let Dylan Gabriel potentially have the best game that we've seen Dylan Gabriel have.
I think you're right. So again, we're not really arguing with each other.
Oh, no, we're not. No,
you're saying what you think is going to happen, and I say I agree that that's going to happen.
But you're trying to persuade him not to before we get the game underway.
And I'm saying it's the most avoidable dumb-dumb. It's not a dumb-dumb move. He's not a dumb-dumb. But it's the most avoidable, arrogant move. Yes, there are times, most of the time, you should do matchup-based planning. I understand that. This ain't it. Not with this quarterback, not in start four, not with this offensive line. And if you do it, it better work out. Because this is a very simple test of, are you going to fall back on the one thing you've done well this year, no matter who you face? Because if you don't and you lose, or if you don't and you get blown out, this loss, all the goodwill, all the get right of the Miami game suddenly gets counteracted with this.
If he can't, like, if he tries to go with that plan and Dylan Gabriel can't push the ball down the field, can't open up the field in any sort of way, and looks lost against this pass defense, cooked. Cooked like a rotisserie chicken. It's over. I mean, that's it. Like, thankfully, it's right before the bye week then, because I don't know what else Stefanski would need to see.
216-474-0092. So the conversation we're working towards here is, does this have to be a Dylan Gabriel game? And then the two roads for me are, no, it doesn't, because that's not what this is with this offense. But if you go down that road, that kid better throw for 250 yards, two tutties, and no interceptions. It better be the best I've seen from Dylan Gabriel. Because if it's not, this is just like the Pittsburgh thing again, where Mike Tomlin came in, called your bluff, said, go ahead and run. Then you ran, 10 touches for Quinshon, and then you bailed. You cannot do that twice. At some point, you have to. The lessons the NFL's imparting on you, you got to either learn them, or you got to overcome whatever thing they.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Think you can't do.
I think Stefanski's salivating at the mouth to get after this pass defense of New England. Geno Smith, who's looked just awful this year, threw for 362 and looked like he knew what he was doing. Looked like he had a clue against this Patriots pass defense. I mentioned Cam Ward and the hot start that he had. Like, go up and down the list. Like, this team has made bad quarterbacks look competent and, dare I say, good. And I think Stefanski is chomping at the bit to have Dillon Gabriel have one of those type games.
If early you want to use the pass to open up the run, that is not the worst idea. It's about what are you doing for four quarters if the pass doesn't start to work out. Because if you have commitment to an atrocious passing game on Sunday and you cannot commit to a strong run game, which has been your only salvation this year, you're telling on yourself. And honestly, here's where this is not heavy-handed to say. At some point, you're betraying those guys in the locker room. You have to, if you're going to go against the grain on this, or not even go against the grain, if you're going to go in what people think you're going to do, it better damn succeed. 216-474-0092. Does this have to be a Dillon Gabriel game? I do not disagree with Jonathan that it probably feels.
I mean, Tua like, threw for 300 against his Patriots defense.
I almost said Patriots.
That would have been fun too.
I'll tell you, a good Patriots. Oh man, I'd root for that.
So this
team.
Week we've called him England instead of New England, and also hit him with a Patriots.
Hey, you only get that here on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive. The video is actually up on 92.3 The Fan. If you want to see a little bit of chest lettuce and a lot of man, check out 92.3 The Fan's Twitter account. This is why you watch us on YouTube as well as listening to us on terrestrial radio and, of course, the Odyssey app. I will say, yeah. My little nephew has said a few times, Porter has said that he likes my show. He likes listening to the show, but he doesn't like that I curse. Where do you think my 5-year-old nephew would stand on his uncle showing off the cabbage up front here for a couple clicks on the internet?
I don't think he knows any better. I wouldn't phrase it as for a couple clicks on the internet, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'll figure it out. He'll deduce it. He's a smart kid.
Seems like we're going down an Only Nick's category.
Daryl's got it coined. At Nick Wilson does. That's always been a very strong handle if I ever get into the OnlyFans business, which honestly I think all it'll be is me shirtless eating pizza talking sports.
Okay, then.
I think there's a market for that.
Okay, then. I'm happy you think that there's a market for that. I guess so. What curse words are you saying? Not that I need you to say them on the air, but if you can say them on the air already.
The A word.
Yeah,
the D word.
So I don't really curse ever, but I'll say I said the A word earlier today. Like I don't even think that one counts anymore at this point.
Well, remember, to a 5-year-old, those words are on the no-fly list.
Listen, who was it last week? I think it was Joe Thomas last week that said things that would be way more damaging to a 5-year-old's ears than any sort of A word being thrown out there.
And Joe Thomas isn't his uncle. Now
we should have dumped that, by the way. Probably should have dumped that.
I think it's fine. I haven't heard about it. Now, that being said, we were just talking about, does this have to be a Dylan Gabriel game to get a win on Sunday? So the YouTube chat has gotten into it.
Super All right. Chat. Well, let me hear it, chat.
At UnkOG216.
That's an OG Unk right there.
Wait, isn't Unk an OG? Isn't that superfluous?
I'm not really sure. Somebody called me a CU aunt earlier, though, and I didn't know how to take that.
Ooh.
Like a Colorado aunt, like an auntie.
Oh.
And I was like, they know I'm a guy, right?
Listen,
it was endearing. They're like, Jonathan's a CU auntie. And I was like, I don't think it mixes that way.
I think they might have been calling you something else.
Markotch, stop laughing over there, Markotch.
I think they were Markotch, calling you
something. Markotch, stop laughing over there.
It's a word that the British love to use.
No. This was in an endearing way.
How do you know?
Because everything was complimentary within the context of it all. It was talking Shador, and it was this person was trying to stick up for the idea that I've just always been in Shador's corner.
Okay, I think they were calling you the other thing. The thing we definitely can't say on the air.
I have a pretty good read on some of these comments, but I don't think you do. Side of things just threw me for a loop. I didn't know you could interchange it
they
like that.
They started with CU and then ended it with aunt.
I think they meant like Colorado. Like it was like a Colorado university, and then they spaced it.
I don't think that's what they
auntie.
Meant.
Yeah.
No, I think they were just trying not to get banned off the chat.
But everything was complimentary, though. Why would they try to insinuate that word and then say really nice things in back of it?
Maybe they were lying. You know how, like, you like when
Does
we
that
say,
part
like,
they're lying
you
on?
Know, I love Myles Garrett. You know, he's a great football player. I've loved him since he came to the NFL. But about the thing he said on Friday, right? You know how we, like, do the compliment
sandwich?
Well, you're
the king of eraser phrases. That,
exactly, yes. I think that's what happened.
But why did they start with the insult? That's not like you just got right to the heart. Well, I mean, apparently it was the insult.
Mm.
They started with Jonathan's a CU auntie.
I think they were calling you that thing.
I don't think so. I'll show you the post.
I think you're smiling because you know. You think you figured it out that they're calling you that thing?
I figured it out in the moment that it didn't seem right. I'll tell you that much.
Mm. All right. That being said, UnkOG216 saying the playbook needs to expand. Guys, I think if Kevin isn't expanding the playbook, isn't he answering? Like, if he could, you think that Kevin's just like, it doesn't feel right. I'm not ready for it. I think Kevin bases how much of the playbook he puts out there off the personnel, and whether it's more of a commentary on Dylan Gabriel or the offensive line, I think he's not opening up the playbook for a reason. I think it's a pretty vanilla playbook for a reason.
Here's what I'm fairly confident is going to happen. I named you all the quarterbacks that have absolutely destroyed the Patriots this year, bad quarterbacks that have destroyed the Patriots this year. And where's another part of the Patriots' weakness? Their weakness is being able to stop tight ends. They have struggled against tight ends in a big-time way. It's going to be a big Fannin, a big Njoku if he's actually able to be on the field day. And I think he's going to go for those short to intermediate passes up the middle and really attack the Patriots' weakness.
I just think so. It's kind of what their MO's been, anyways.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It plays into like this is the weirdest matchup. Like, if you're a Patriots fan, you shouldn't really be that concerned when everything plays exactly into what the Browns want to do, but also aren't the Browns' strengths. Like, if we had the Dolphins last week played into everything that the Browns would want in a matchup. A poor run defense, you can do Quinshon and have as much and as little as you want there. The weather was so bad that Dylan Gabriel wasn't even able to throw the ball because it was just stupid to throw the ball with him in that moment. Everything played into their hands. This week feels like it's the opposite effect, but that doesn't mean that's how Stefanski views it.
I love tight ends. All right. Tight ends are great. Yay, tight ends. If Fannin and Njoku are your keys to beating the New England Patriots, I think that's something you can take away relatively early, right? Like, just because, like, at some point you need some wide receiver production.
Yeah, at some point you do. Just the Patriots have really struggled against tight ends. And it just, again, every part of this game just kind of feels like Stefanski's going to be just excited to try to make Dylan Gabriel have the best game we've seen Dylan Gabriel have.
216-474-0092. The chat on YouTube saying, at Egu357, I'm guessing there. JP looks nothing like I imagined. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, JP?
You tell me.
I think it's better than the CU ant thing that happened yeah. earlier.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's a fine comment to make. I know it would be different if you're like, I always thought he looked like, and then name somebody that is completely different and also ugly. That's maybe not the greatest. But the fact that they didn't say anything complimentary in back of that probably, like, but nobody listens to my voice and thinks that's a, well, that's a good looking man next to that voice. No one thinks that.
I said a little bit older with brown hair. So they're saying, I think in this case, they're saying they thought you look younger, and I don't think they realize you actually do have brown hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of misses there, isn't it?
Okay. Well, but they said they thought you actually looked younger.
Hey, at least they responded. That's a cool thing about YouTube.
They heard your voice and thought older.
Yeah.
And now they're like, who's that young guy?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fun. Well, at the station, I am one of the younger guys, oddly enough, even though we're all within, like, the majority of us between the morning show and then this show, we're all within, like, a seven-year window.
I think, okay, so I'm like right in the, I'm like a middle child, which makes.
Wine was at the top, then you,
well,
then
Baskin
Ken,
and Phelps,
then me.
Let's not forget Baskin.
Well, I'm just doing
Phelps.
What I'm doing between the morning and the news, because we wanted to start, it goes Phelps into Baskin, and then we go down.
Yeah, and then Lima, then me, so I'm like the middle child.
Yeah, and then Vonick at the very, very bottom.
Yeah, that's, I like that more, because then there are two people older than me at the station.
Mm.
I like how that one works. Does this have to be a Dylan Gabriel game for the Browns to win on Sunday? Danny Cannell joins us. We'll talk college quarterbacks. We'll talk so many things. When will Ohio State lose, if at all, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.